I have shattered my blunt. I hope that's okay with everybody.
Nope, I'm out.
High Mystery.
Welcome to High Mystery.
High Mystery.
Hello, Mystery.
Hello, Mystery.
My name is Howling.
I'm Chris.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Robert.
And you're our audience. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it. We asked so much of you.
Good job, you.
We did it. We're really doing it.
She's a pro.
This is the podcast where we smoke a bunch of weed and we talk about mysteries, or we try to. We talk around mysteries.
And you try to listen.
And you try to follow. As always, we hope and encourage that you're smoking along with us at home. If your state laws allow such a thing.
And especially if they don't.
Rebel. Fight the man.
Fight the power.
The mystery we're going to be talking about today is the Black Dahlia.
Ooh.
LA's most notorious mystery.
Ooh, yeah.
Not maybe as notorious as...
Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah. He's pretty notorious.
He's known for being notorious.
Yeah, that's his thing. But yeah, very, very famous mystery in Los Angeles, and we're going to be smoking... bunch of things. What are we smoking, Colin?
I've got a King Palm that is packed with Green Crack and Death Star, which naturally I had to buy based on the name.
Yeah.
Smell pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think if you hit it in just the right spot, it really causes an explosion.
It's easier than it sounds.
You need to have the force.
You know, it's just like shooting a womp rat. Am I right? And then later we've got Tristan's.
Yeah, I don't entirely remember what's in it, so I think it's like Sunset Sherbert or something like that.
Spoken like a man with too much weed at home.
But, you know, Rob sounded familiar with that name, like it was at the store. So,
recognizing the name, it's nothing like the weed that I bought, which was Something Sunday. I think it was Strawberry Sunday.
Not Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
No. Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
On that note, I'm going to
light that blunt. Light that blunt. Light that blunt. Light that blunt.
Eat that blunt.
I should note that later this has some shatter in it.
Oh.
Shatter, of course, concentrated THC in a shatter-like form. Yes. It cracks or crumbles, and then you can pack it into stuff.
Oh. Yeah, it's got like a little shrimp vein in it.
A shrimp vein of poop?
But this one's wax.
This one's wax.
This one you want to leave in.
This one, you
don't take this one out before you enjoy.
The poop doesn't hurt you. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I feel like plenty of people probably ate it and, you know, no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Who just didn't know.
Of course.
Yeah.
But most people don't know, because that's how, I know. It took a lot of fucking work to bring out. To get that poop out of that shrimp. I don't know if you've ever de-pooped shrimp, but you're still kind of mostly tasting shrimp.
I'm just mad that I have to work that hard before I eat something. You know, like, why did you serve it with it in there? Take an extra minute, and you de-poop the shrimp for me.
You don't taste it. Do you taste it? I just don't like the image of it.
Sometimes it's like a grainy.
You just notice it?
They feed off, like, the sand and stuff at the bottom of the ocean or whatever.
But yeah. I mean, clams, their muscles, anytime you eat them, they purge them, but there's still always going to be some sand in that, and that's just the price of eating clams and mussels.
Gotta roll the dice.
Yeah, but I feel like it's also the only thing that, like, you have to clear out this thing that you throw away before you consume it. You know what I mean?
Fish, like, you gotta debone it.
They don't serve it like that. They don't serve it with the intestines inside.
I feel like some places they do.
Well, maybe.
They got the eyeballs on them still.
But I don't know any place that leaves, like, the intestines
in the guts. They've been cleaned inside, for sure.
I'm telling you, if you go to a haute couture, like, French restaurant, you know, like, they're not... They're not serving it with the poo inside.
But what they are doing is taking all the organ meats and making them into, you know, into just sausages or pate or foie gras. They're taking all the gross parts of the animals and charging them lots of money for it. Anyways, what are we talking about? Black Dahlia.
I'm talking about the Black Dahlia.
All right. You guys want to hear about the Black Dahlia? Let's hear about it.
Like we said, around mysteries.
Around mysteries. All right. So this takes us back to the year 1947, when on either January 14th or 15th, 22-year-old Elizabeth Short was found murdered and mutilated in Los Angeles' Limert Park neighborhood.
Those double M's, you know.
Double M's. Okay, well, I have there's some good news. So it's only possible on the second part. Yeah, it's not confirmed on the worst M. So here's some campy highlights before the really gruesome details come.
Such a cheerful episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Campy Highlights.
Well, it was LA's most famous mystery. But the whole investigation was bungled by the police. And press interference and centralization. So there's like the press basically. You guys were just talking about this because I was listening to Biggie Smalls episode while talking about LAPD being
bunglers.
Just real bunglers.
The bungler strikes again.
The bungler, the lurker. Yeah, they're terrible. They just messed up everything. And then basically what happens is the press gets super excited about this story, gets their business all up in there, and messes it up for them. So details to follow.
So finally, we've been making up news for the past 3 months.
Now we've got news to actually report on. Let's sensationalize this sucker.
Yeah, they've got real news to report on, and they still just make up stuff. So Liz was short. Apparently an aspiring actress, although no known credits or acting jobs. Sounds like another somebody I know.
Hollywood.
If I died right now, that would be what was read about me too. But that's, you know, let's believe that she knew what she was doing. She was following her dream.
You can put High Mystery on your resume.
You can. I can do that.
Did she have a podcast? Did Elizabeth Short have a podcast?
She would have if she were alive today.
She would have. She would totally have done that. Yeah. Because her friends asked her to.
Hey, girls. I understand a lot of you are out there wondering, how do I get these runs out of my stockings? That's her podcast.
Literally, all her podcast is about.
I mean, if you've ever worn stockings, that is a problem.
One that Tristan requires many episodes.
Welcome back to the stockings hour.
These darn stockings.
Take stock of our stockings.
All right, shall we get to the murder? I've run out of fun things.
No more campy highlights.
No more campy highlights.
It's time for the doldrum.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she was last seen on January 9th. So remember, she was found on the 15th, so this is 6 days before. Yeah. In downtown L.A. at the Biltmore Hotel. Some also claim that she was seen at the Cecil Hotel, which you'll remember from my first murder.
This is
a sensationalization, apparently.
I mean, it's near. It's near and dear to where she was found, I guess.
Very near.
Right next to each other, yeah.
She was dropped off by the 25-year-old married salesman that she was currently dating, named Robert Red Manley, who was one of the...
I am Robert Red Manley. Prepare for my exposed hairy chest.
I have a penchant for selling vacuums and taking extra women under my wing.
And I am a ginger.
I'm very proud of my gingerness.
So her corpse then, so that was the last time she was seen. And then on the morning of January 15th, a woman was walking her daughter, and around 10:30 a.m., she thought she saw a mannequin on the side of the road, basically, in this vacant lot. But no, it was Elizabeth. It was poor Elizabeth, and she was in two pieces, corpse dissected in half. at the waist, basically. Dissected in half and then sort of posed. So, like, her bottom half is about a foot away and, like, akimbo from her top half. Bottom, like, legs spread eagle. Top half sort of in a, what would you call this, goal? arms. I call it goal, like goal post.
Sure. Field goal, yeah.
Yeah.
The Y of the YMCA.
Yeah.
No, that's this.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's the cornholio.
Straight up.
I guess if you have like a lot of energy and life in you, you make the full V. But for us, like,
maybe, like,
non-committers,
if you're wearing, like,
yeah.
a business suit wearer, you know, where it's buttoned up, he can only raise his arms like that.
The kid from Christmas Story, when they put him in the snowsuit, and he can't.
They are down. They are down.
Yeah, so that's how she was found. Do you want to hear about her organs?
I mean, I guess we might as well.
Something special about her organs?
Oh, yeah, they were all tucked underneath her bottom, very neatly. Her body was devoid of blood, like just drained of blood.
Yes.
And then scrubbed clean with gasoline, so there were no fingerprints found.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, weird. In the, like, next to her body, there's this cement bag full of bloody water.
A cement mixing bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Which presumably might be somehow waterproof if it still has the water. I don't know. I couldn't figure that out. But
it's one of those pretty heavily insulated bags.
Mm. Yeah, it has to be waterproof
because
concrete's a liquid.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, concrete when it's cement powder is just a powder.
Yeah,
just,
right,
yeah.
But if you're mixing it
in the bag,
with a bunch of water.
You just mix it in the bag.
It becomes like a slurry.
Yeah.
I've never made cement.
I have.
For
my grandma.
Well,
repaired some steps.
Funny aside, I had a party at my house and my uncle was
just
putting
tell
in a fence.
Just tell an aside. We'll decide.
You don't get that.
He was making a fence and he had bags of this rock concrete, and somebody threw the bag of cement at the bottom deep end of the pool. And I wasn't a good swimmer. I had my friend try and dive down there and pick it up. And as soon as it got above the water line, it just ripped open and just flooded the entire pool with this cement.
Oh, my God.
And we tried to vacuum it up with the pool sweep, and it just broke the pool sweep. It broke the filter. There were scrapes all along the bottom of that pool. He had to redo the entire pool later on.
Oh, my God.
A little turd.
His pool. What?
I
wouldn't
do it.
Well, yeah.
He just threw a killer party,
He just threw a killer party.
They did a lot of stuff to that house, but that was definitely the worst of it.
On the note of throwing a killer party, let's
light that blunt, light that blunt, light that blunt, we are lighting that blunt.
So was it a funny aside?
I liked it.
It was pretty funny, yeah. Give that up.
I prematurely put it out there as funny, and now I'm just glad I can throw that in the comedy section.
It was like a 7. Scale only goes to 8.
You go to 10 long.
If we go to the Blockbuster comedy section, you can find that.
Next time you're tracing down the aisles of the Blockbuster.
2 minutes around. Yep.
You guys in Fallbrook, Alaska.
There's still, like, active and popular video stores where my sister lives in Wisconsin. Like, it's a thing. Like, it's.
Oh,
I was like, what is
still,
that family video
still, one
still
in
doing?
My hometown of Rio Vista.
I mean,
there used to be 2. Now there's 1. But it's still thriving.
Here on Van Owen, just about 2 miles west, is Star Video. They're still rocking it.
That's right.
Yeah. Your first time, you get 5 movies for free.
What?
So, like, when you just get the card or whatever, you just get 5 movies. And every time you're in a movie, it's for 5 days.
That's dope.
That's free promotion for Star Video. We are not paid by them.
It's true.
Star Video.
I just believe in what they do. They're good people. They're on the right
business
side of things. Okay, so back to the black dot.
No, yeah, right. Well, you needed the aside, because I'm about to tell you about her body wounds. So she had the worst one is she had a Glasgow smile, which If you are unfamiliar, it's also called a Chelsea grin. It's that it's the Joker face. That's where you cut from here to your ears.
I worry for that little girl that found that mannequin.
Seriously.
Just how...
Well, not a mannequin, but...
Oh, look, a mannequin.
It's like a three-year-old girl. Well, we'd have to assume the mother would have been like, what's a mannequin? Oh, that is not a mannequin. Do not look at that.
I manage just so fast and so young that she doesn't remember.
Well, especially because back then, kids weren't as desensitized to that as well. Like, now you can basically see that on movies and video games, and like it looks pretty real.
So
when you actually see the real thing, it's not that bad, but back in the day, that must have been like the craziest thing.
But at the same time, like, there is no video game that I can think of that showed me anything as messed up as what's being described. You know what I mean? That I can't think of a video game. The worst thing I ever saw in Doom pales in comparison to this.
Well, that new Mortal Kombat's ridiculous.
Weren't there like intestines coming out of one point?
Oh, geez.
Mortal Kombat?
It reads more like an anatomy class. I
mean, Mortal Kombat was pretty brutal, but still.
Well, the newest fatalities are just deplorable.
Of course.
And I'm not a, you know, wuss.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. It's messed up.
Either way, that's going to traumatize you.
Yeah. I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
I will say that's the worst one. Okay. We're going to go downhill from there, so everyone take a breather. It's going to be okay. We're going to make it together.
Downhill, guys.
Yeah.
It really is easier going downhill.
Okay. It's going to sound like it's going to be worse. I know what I just said. It's not. It's going to get okay. We'll rip off the band-aid. Dilated anal canal. I was suggesting foul butt play. But no sperm samples sound in or out.
Foul butt play.
Foul butt play.
So,
yeah.
So something other than a penis.
Well, no, not necessarily. She just had evidence of like an impacted bowel or something, I assume. So he just couldn't use the.
I don't know. What's an impacted bowel?
Just
when like things are like shoved inside, it's not good.
That's all it means.
Or a prolapsed anus when things like come out.
Okay, yeah, that one I know.
Either one, I'm not sure exactly what impacted bowels means.
Yeah, this is just describing that her like the part of your butthole that's immediately inside of your anus was that whole region, that canal was dilated to like 1.75 inches.
Oh, okay.
The sphincter is just the actual
hole.
Yeah. Talking about the hole.
The part that can contract.
Mine makes that noise.
Yeah, that's not where your butt sounds like.
The rubber band.
It's doing it right now. It's just the mics, you know, not loud enough.
You put a silencer on, yeah. We're like seven with a pair of sweater pants.
You know.
Yeah.
Changed it up once or twice.
So, but no sperm samples found, which made me, all right, but I'm like...
The crowd goes wild.
Unfortunately, that doesn't relieve me in any way because we already know this guy's thorough enough to clean with gasoline.
Yeah. Right.
So he's probably smart enough to use a
Jimmy. Now that's the worst one.
Sorry, Jimmy.
That or just some
maybe just an object.
Yeah, that's
too,
what
just
I was
like,
be
just
cruel.
Yeah, just to be cruel.
Yeah.
Or to throw him off and make him think it was sexual when it wasn't or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Boo!
Strap in, folks.
You're all in. I feel like we need can we just edit in some lighthearted music?
Someone special.
On your mind. She had ligature marks on her wrists, ankles, neck. Tied up.
We thought it was lighter.
I think that's lighter than the last part in comparison, just relatively speaking.
No.
All right, that's enough of that. You get it. Her
just
body's all kinds of messed
marks.
Up.
Nothing wrong with a few ligature marks in comparison to the other stuff.
Okay.
I wouldn't be stressing over the ligature marks when I've got a Joker smile.
Exactly.
Ligature? Are you saying ligature?
Ligature, meaning like tied up marks.
Yes.
Okay, got you. I don't know. That makes me think she was like captive and tortured for a while or something.
The cause of death was cerebral hemorrhaging, meaning like what your brain bleeding from being beaten a lot. And all these, the autopsy showed that because there was no bruising in the cuts, these were most likely done after death.
So that's what I'm, that's the only comfort I'm going to take away from
exactly.
this. Is hopefully she was killed and then, rather than mutilated and then killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta wonder, like, if there's any way to determine if she died early and then was kept for 6 days, or was tortured for 6 days and then killed. Like, based on maybe food that she ingested or something?
That's what she was just saying. There's no bruising on the cuts.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they were torturing her for this whole 6 days that she was missing, or if they killed her and then 6 days later her body's discovered.
Her body, they think, had only been dead for 10 hours at this point. Sorry, I hadn't gotten that out.
Not
gravy.
Not
gravy. Yeah.
So did they, like, drain her body of all her blood first and then start cutting her up?
I don't know. I'm not the killer.
Yeah. That Saran wrap everywhere. And then they just fucking go to town.
Well, because you were saying like that she didn't have like a drop of blood in her, right?
Yeah. Because of like the surgical like precision that her cuts were done, and also the severing of the body from the top half and the bottom half, the way that it was done, it's got a specific name for it, and it's this like technique. It's called hemicorporectomy, which is the technique at the time where the body is severed at the duodenum, which is the thing that connects your small intestine to your stomach, and then between the second and third vertebrae specifically. And it was used for a time for people with, like, incurable bone infections and certain cancers and ulcers. This was a technique that the medicine at the time, 1947, have you, not that long ago, would sever people halfway through and then keep them alive because as a solution for bone infections, certain cancers, and ulcers.
Yeah, you need to just lose that lower half, bro. It's holding you back.
Not suiting you.
That lower half is really holding you back, bro.
I'm going to be honest.
Look, man, your life would be so much easier if you just didn't have to pee anymore. Let's just get that whole urinary tract system out of there. You got enough on your mind.
You're going to be doing a lot better. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Just want to play with your duodenum.
Want to get up in there and see that duodenum.
That is a hell of a word.
Duodenum.
Duodenum. Sounds like a mumble rapper or something.
So she was identified by the FBI through a primitive fax machine known as the sound photo. That's what the original fax machine was called.
Okay.
Sound photo. Cute. So a reporter gets from the Los Angeles Examiner gets hold of this information of who she is and immediately calls her mother in Boston, calls Elizabeth Short's mother in Boston, and tells her that her daughter had won a beauty contest to get the mother to reveal a bunch of personal information about Elizabeth Short. And then they tell her that her daughter has been brutally murdered. After they've, like, mined her details about her personal life and who she was.
Is that the LAPD was shitty in 1947?
This is the press.
Okay, then the press was shitty in 1947?
Who cleared that plan? Like, someone's like, all right, this is what we're going to do.
It's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, she didn't win. She died.
Yeah, no. Egg all over your face.
Can I get a quote now?
Jesus. I guess this is at a time when, like, press is pretty cutthroat, competing papers and stuff like that.
Yeah. This is William Hearst. That was William Hearst's newspaper, The Examiner. It was like, that was the big one at the time. It's fucking William Hearst.
Oh, yeah, that could be a mystery right there, the Hearst.
You control the news, you control the city.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Gesundheit.
Okay, so some suspects here for you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot of other people who, like, turned up with similar, you know what I mean? Like, is there another serial killer who did this kind of thing when we get into suspects?
Yes. Okay. There was. He was the Cleveland... There were, like, the Cleveland torso murders.
Oh, yeah.
where he did cut them in half, but it was severed their heads more often than not. And was men too. It was 12 different murders that were happening between 1934 and 1938. And it was sort of similar, but not similar enough. He's also in Cleveland too.
Yeah, far away.
It's far away.
Were there any other similar deaths around the same time or area?
Not that I dug up. Nothing. This was crazy. This is it shook. Obviously, it's fucking nuts, but it's all people talked about. It was on the front page of news for 2 months straight.
It's sweeping the nation.
It swept the nation. Yeah.
Have you heard the story of the Black Dahlia?
Have you heard? Cut Twain, she was.
It could be 1910, 1920, 1930, 1940, early 50s. I do the exact same voice. We gotta get out there. We gotta sell some papers. Come on. For God's sakes. Get this girl's picture on the newspaper. It works. It's a great character for 60 years.
He spans decades.
So
the Examiner, the newspaper, gets all these, what are they called? Cut and paste letters from the killer.
Cut and paste would be we see in the Batman movies with the Riddler, where they cut out the individual letters from a magazine or what have you.
The classic magazine.
Okay, letter. So that's probably where
the first one, right?
I was gonna say, is that probably where that comes from?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Black Dahlia.
But first they get a phone call from a man claiming to be the killer. He congratulates the paper on their coverage and said he would be turning himself in eventually, but not until he had some fun with the police. And he told them to expect some souvenirs of Beth Short in the mail.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
We're going to make it through.
They didn't have all the pieces there?
I mean, presumably. She's
all of
mutilated.
Black Dahlia, they didn't have all the pieces of her there.
They had all of her body there. They weren't missing parts of her body.
So what is
that's what I was saying, yeah.
Well,
is he could have taken,
I guess, maybe her clothes or some shit.
Well, I'm also thinking, you can take stock of somebody's body, but that doesn't mean you know that he didn't cut off, the last inch of her hair or...
Or some pictures, some Polaroids.
I mean, for God's sakes, her organs are, stacked underneath her butt. I imagine you would not notice if he took out a spleen or something.
Yeah, they would not.
I don't know.
You gotta take inventory.
It's she's missing a spleen. We gotta write that down.
He likes to eat spleen.
Sure.
Who's got the
pen
around here?
It's also 1947, though.
I think, we've established that the LAPD is not good at their jobs.
No.
Yeah. They're not.
World War II just ended. People are coming back home. They can't be doing everything.
Yeah.
We fought a war, damn it. Now I'm going to sit down.
They're heroes no matter what they do. Greatest generation.
Listen, you boys, gather up those organs, throw them in a bucket. I'm going to have a smoke and a whiskey. I fought a war, goddammit.
She's dead. What are we going to do? So you put it on the nose. Mails, her birth certificate and business cards and photographs and some names written on a piece of paper and an address book with the name Mark Hansen embossed on the cover. Everything is also scrubbed clean with gasoline. The cut and paste message with that says, "Here is Dahlia's belongings, letter to follow."
Wow.
The FBI, so again, here's more evidence of... How it just, I mean, it feels
a
like
bungling.
A bungling.
We bungle! How could we bungle this? Boys, we've got some bungling.
It does, it feels like they're just
Johnson
sitting around. how can we bungle this? Does anyone have any extra DNA that we can just rub on this? How about we lift some partial fingerprints from the package and then lose them in transit? So you can't, so they got fingerprints off of this, and then they're like, boop, 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 boop.
It was the delivery guy. He's the killer.
Mm.
Hey, boys, you hand-delivered those fingerprints, didn't you? Oh, I don't know, boss.
That's good. That's a really good one.
On the same day as that package comes in, a black suede shoe and a black handbag matching the description of Elizabeth's last known outfit were found near the body site, also scrubbed clean with gasoline. Gasoline is really kind of just the clean all. Didn't know. I've never heard of this before.
I guess if you don't care that you are inhaling the fumes and stuff.
We gotta call. Like, we gotta call an oil man, you know, to see if he's the one that's killing people and scrubbing them clean. He's clearly got a surplus of gas.
Yeah.
I think a gallon would have accomplished. You know,
he's
like
got
it
so
doesn't
much
take much.
Check the gas stations in and around.
Gas is cheap. That's why the gas is cheap. That's why the Joker used it.
It would cost you more to kill somebody these days with gas prices.
This is 1947. They're spraying gas.
Smart.
You're going to drown somebody. Drown them in gasoline.
They got fountains of gasoline. It's the birth of the automobile.
For sure.
Stop feeding your kids breast milk when they can have good gasoline. It's pure.
Mix it with your cocaine in the morning. A healthy start to every day.
We just need to find somebody who reeks of gasoline. Arrest all the gas station attendants across the state.
So, Gasman sends another letter, handwritten, on the 26th, a couple days later. Here it is. Turning in Wednesday, January 29th, head my fund with police, Black Dahlia Avenger, along with a location for a surrender, and then the police go and wait for him, and he doesn't show up, and he's like, he sends another letter where he's like, change my mind, wouldn't give me a square deal, Dahlia killing was justified, and then disappears.
Is this where they get the name for Black Dahlia? Because he references it himself?
The evidence is not clear whether or not that was something the press made up about her or something that she was actually known as in real life. Some sources were saying that, like, she hung out at this, like, CVS of the time. I can't remember what it's called. A drugstore. and all the gentlemen there really liked her, and so they made note of her, and they would call her. There was a movie out called The Blue Dahlia about a young girl who gets killed. But she really liked the movie, and she always wore black clothes. Mm. And that was another thing in the press, too, where they're like, well, she had a penchant for black sheer stockings, and she liked to gallivant around town, and she was a loose woman.
Clearly in cahoots with Sam.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they paint her out to be just a whore.
Yeah, for sure.
It's terrible.
Sounds like an early punk chick, you know what I mean? Just not a lot of other punks to associate with. You know, just kind of an outcast, wore your own weird clothes. We like you. You're daring, girl.
Just daring.
She's probably just like walking down the street just like,
yeah, exactly.
God, just because so of
way dialed out thing.
Nobody else like gets me.
If I had Instagram, I'd post it right now.
She's the only like emo kid who was like truly correct when she said nobody gets me.
Right,
yeah. She was the original,
the first one.
Yeah, when she said nobody gets me, it was really true.
No one's ever gotten this before.
Yeah.
They were also the press also like. Makes up wild stories that she was a lesbian because a stripper friend she had said that she liked to get men all like worked up, but then would leave them hanging dry. And then press immediately jumps from didn't sleep with men, therefore, like, you know, turns down some dudes, therefore lesbian. And they start like running around all the gay bars.
A to B.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, these guys are war heroes. She knows that. Turns down war heroes.
Listen, son, I fought Hitler going from A to C. It's hard to argue with somebody who beat Hitler, you know? They pretty much win any argument with that.
Proud to be an American. At least I knew I'm
not the last even anyone's here.
And the men who died who gave that right to me. And I proudly stand up next to you in the face of thrill today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Fireworks.
Giant American flag unravels the background.
16, motherfucker.
Send it along. Gun salute.
The president. A different one than now.
Any other one.
Any
of them.
That was a rousing addition of that tune.
Well,
it really got on my skin, actually, for the first time.
that was our fighting song.
You were affected by
a little bit more than usual.
That was during your time.
Oh, yeah,
that
was during
that was right
I found it,
we would pull out of refueling, and everybody would get to vote on a song anytime we
definitely
pulled out of refueling, because the the boats would go at max speed away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like half of the time, it was that song. Yeah, it's just, they would pump it over the 1MC, and everybody would hear just, proud to be in a
here can hear.
How funny would it be if, like, you were just getting ready to pull away and it was like, I'm coming out, I want the world to know. Everybody just like rips off their shirt. All right, sailors. Anyway, Black Dolly, what happened?
So there's like 150 men. Actually, there have been over 500 people to claim that they were the Black Dahlia murderer since 1947.
Wow.
Who are like, and some of these people are also just claim like they were not even alive. Like they weren't born yet, but they're making claims that they were the Black Dahlia killer. Like,
why? For just the 5 seconds of fame?
Yeah, I guess.
Sure.
Of not even good fame, of being known as a shithead
killer.
Person. You got a special connection with this, you know, or maybe the spirit of the Black Dahlia killer is passing through these crazy people.
It's
could
true.
Be
trying to get his message out.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like
it. Was
it.
Me!
I kill people because I talk like this.
They all mocked me.
And he created the greatest conspiracy ever then, because it's just flocking from person to person. He's really did it.
Yeah.
What if you're a murderer and nobody finds out, like, you leave a bunch of clues and, like, kernels behind and no one figures it out, or even, like, finds your, like, first clue so no one knows about your murder? Then you
right,
just take advantage of this murderer.
To the egg hunt.
Huh?
They didn't even find the start to the egg hunt.
They didn't even start
right?
the fight. Yeah, so
like it washed away in the ocean. They're like,
or it was just too abstract.
Yeah, they just did it. Like no one would have ever guessed that.
Yeah, I'm just too highbrow for this.
They set up
no
like
no one will ever get my genius.
An elaborate scavenger hunt. Like it goes from like country to country, and caves are involved.
It's
no one ever finds it.
Oh, yeah.
The detectives start to fall. In love with the mastermind murderer. The murderer starts to fall in love with the detectives.
Well, what do we do now? I didn't plan for this.
Well, I didn't plan to fall in love.
I've been chasing you across 3 states now.
My God, you're a genius.
The only mystery I don't think I'll ever solve is you.
Well, I think right away we can roll out Bigfoot because Bigfoot's way too gentle.
Something. Never do something like this.
No, he wouldn't.
It'd be a quick accidental bludgeoning, but not, all this other
he
stuff.
He would take it to the hospital where a person belongs. He wouldn't leave it in a park cut wide open.
No, he wouldn't even think to defile a body like that.
He's too busy picking berries.
So there's 500 people.
500 people who have claimed that they were the Black Dahlia murder. Over the course of their investigation, the police interviewed 150 suspects. There were a ton of them where it's like, well, yeah, that could have been. But it's also really hard to just like ply the truth from just speculation in this case.
Sure.
Like they're just like the facts are buried. But the two that seemed most likely to me, one of them was Leslie Dillon. He was this bellhop who was living in Florida with previous experience as a mortician's assistant, which is like you would have surgical experience and you would know how to drain a body of blood all the way. Like, you know, bodies still usually have some blood in them after a murder.
That's what I was going to say. Did any of them claim to be a vampire?
No, you're right. That is a good way to
Did
drain
they
a body of blood.
Maybe he bit
there
her
were...
in the navel and was like, oh, shit. I totally gave myself away.
Cut
her in half.
Or maybe the way we think of vampires is just very romanticized and they actually have to, like, rip you in half like a hyena.
Right?
Yeah. Instead
of... The juggernaut rips you in half and then just like, oh.
It's great over.
I was
like
thinking,
your body is Gatorade jugs.
Right? Shotgunning a body.
I just wish we were filming this and just having all the
Yeah.
I'm glad we don't. Have all the gifts.
I'm just glad I didn't make that motion.
It's not on tape.
We can do it freely in here, Trish.
It's okay. Everyone make double dicks.
You can do like a score with 9 dicks.
And you couldn't imagine what we were talking about.
Context clues. Okay, so the LAPD, he like contacts this guy, lives in Florida, but he contacts the LAPD and he's like, oh, I'm really interested in this Black Dahlia murder because I'm doing research on something. And then eventually, like, he corresponds with LAPD for a while and then claims that his friend, Jeff Connors, is the killer, you know, like... I'm just asking for my friend. No real reason. But did you find the note that was like specifically inside of her butthole? they lure him. The LAPD lure him to Vegas where they question him, and he like, you know, he's like, it's not me, it's not me, it's my friend Jeff Connors. But then he offers up a bunch of weird, like, specific evidence that the investigators were like, they couldn't explain themselves. And then it's like, you know, once you have the truth in front of you, you're like, oh, of course, that's what happened here. It's obvious. Mm. They have him. And then they just release him for no reason. He doesn't have an alibi. He could have totally been in Los Angeles, so it's like they're like,
they just
what?
Wanted
they're
to find like, him for themselves. They didn't really want to lock. They're like, ha, we figured it out. Okay, you can go.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're fine. Yeah. We know, and that's all that matters.
We're gonna pin it on somebody else. We're going that way.
You go ahead. We've got a lot of bungling to do.
Right. We're gonna
team bungle.
We're gonna ride this one out. The press coverage is pretty nice.
We've got a quota of bungling to take care of.
The other guy is this guy Ed Burns. He's a former boyfriend who commits suicide 2 months after her death. Former boyfriend of Elizabeth Shortz of the Black Dahlias.
We don't like ex-boyfriends.
Or current boyfriend.
Or men.
Or men. Down with
or
men.
Or would-be boyfriends.
He leaves a note. So this guy kills himself, leaves a note saying, I have waited for the police to capture me for the Black Dahlia killing, but have not. I'm too much of a coward to turn myself in, so this is the best way out for me. I couldn't help myself for that or this. Sorry, comma, Mary. But if you sort of anagram the letter, the handwritten letter, it spells Ed Burns through the middle letters, like going vertically.
Oh, weird.
From top to bottom.
He was a puzzler.
I honestly can't remember why I thought that he was a good candidate. Because I did not write it down if I had it.
Well,
and I don't remember.
He's an ex-boyfriend.
He's an ex-boyfriend.
Suicide.
It was something better than that. Guys, it was really solid.
Did he die in a similar way? Was he all drained?
No, just
from
like...
I don't know how he would kill himself draining his blood efficiently, but... That seems very
just, that's
like.
Great.
Yeah.
Put a drain in it.
Picture
it like
a
cartoon. Yeah.
You can't see it, but just
tap it.
Miming just like shoving a
like
a plug into
like
it.
Tapping
skin.
Your leg like with a spigot, and then you just turn it. And
like you do with oranges, right? You can just stick the thing in.
Where'd you learn about bloodletting? Tropicana commercials.
No, just lie back. You're going to be just like an orange. Don't even worry about it. Of course I know how to bloodlet.
I learned it in medieval texts. It's totally reliable.
Yeah, so that's mostly it. I mean, my other idea could be slut-shaming aliens. Really just like real bitchy like teenage aliens in space that are like, that girl is... Betty is so pretty. We have to knock her out.
All they've seen is like broadcasts of like really wholesome things in space. And then she's this like punk rocker, subversive chick.
That's the aliens I think
of. She's going against the grain. We must take her out.
When I think of the Mormons, those are the aliens the Mormons would know. It's like the really stuffy. They just come down. It's just like, ah.
Listen, you guys can have as many wives as you want, but you have to follow some pretty strict rules. First, I want to talk to you about undergarments.
And slut-shaming classes.
Yeah.
I like to believe that it's the aliens. Just because I can't imagine an American hero doing this.
An American hero?
Yeah.
No. They're the greatest generation, goddammit.
German. They fought Hitler.
They did.
No, they were just like every other fucking generation that has ever existed. Some of them were great, some of them were shitty. Just like every generation that there has ever been, ever will be. There are shitty people today, there are great people today.
I want you to apologize to my grandma.
She listens to this podcast.
And she fought Hitler.
She was there?
Yep, she was integral.
She gave him the final blow.
Isn't your grandma like super young, like probably wasn't even born in 1947?
No, my grandma married my grandpa while he was in the Navy fighting Hitler.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Greatest generation.
Greatest generation people.
She's a saint. They only knew each other for like 2 or 3 weeks before they got married.
Well, it's common in that time.
Yeah, for sure.
This is I'm sorry, I'm still hung up on the fact. Are you being facetious when you are saying this greatest generation, or like this is something you truly believe?
I'm not passionate about it. Okay. I'm passionate about it for this one episode.
Okay.
This one podcast.
Where. Yeah. Okay. tell us what you think. You know, let us know in comments. Do you have an idea what might have happened to the Black Dahlia? Elizabeth Short? Because I don't. This doesn't seem like something a cryptid would do. It seems like something like a horrible, like, Fleshgate would do or something. Mm-hmm. I always think of cryptids as so friendly.
They're always known for stealing like children's
souls. It's
oldest.
So true.
Yeah, the ones you've described are you got to guard your dead,
like,
or so this cat doesn't steal it and
damn
them.
Things I don't want to be encountered.
Even the demon cats, even the demon babies, the Tiernach or whatever, they'll laugh and like let you go. You know,
if you're funny enough, is that
funny?
The one? Yeah.
Trying to joke for your life. Yeah.
Are there any theories that she could have been like a human sacrifice?
Yeah. That.
Like,
I mean, yeah, that would have.
Yeah, like the Illuminati or lizard people who are the same thing, basically.
Do you think that she might have died from a botched abortion type thing, and then
where the baby just exploded her into?
What we're gonna do is we're gonna stick a dynamite up your pussy.
Oh god!
And the guy could be like covering his tracks by just mutilating
her too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want anyone to think, you know, find me out or whatever, that I'm performing these
horrible Yelp reviews,
incredibly back alley abortions in
the
40s. You know, I don't know. That
and then I'll just mutilate her to be safe.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean,
good thing you brought that thing of gasoline to wipe her down.
Hell of a way to cover your tracks, and then you send stuff into the police to taunt
them. I'm thinking maybe it's one of those people that like to glom onto things, you know, like a copycat killer, but, you know, not
followers.
What about a werewolf?
One of those people that just want one of the 500 people that come forward.
I like that.
Like, he's on a date with her, and then the full moon comes out.
Funny you should say that. The before they coined it the Black Dahlia, it was called the werewolf.
Boom.
Tristan is a mind reader.
Reading the minds from the
past. I do feel like a werewolf would not be, like, accurate enough to create the Gaelic smile or whatever.
He did
called.
It by accident with his fingernails. He was just trying to, like, oh.
It's just a really, really clumsy werewolf. He's just like, oh, sorry, guy. Oh, sliced you in half. Oh,
whoops. Messed it up again.
Oh, whoa.
Time to go to Chevron.
Right.
Time to go to Chevron.
I get more gasoline.
Wow, that's like the fifth time you've been to this same station. You come here a lot. Yeah, I gotta get my gasoline.
Whoa, just so clumsy. Making messes.
Again,
bloody messes.
Tell us what you think. Was it a werewolf who frequents a Chevron?
They got a good rewards card.
Yeah.
We love your comments. I got some fan art on my birthday, which we'll be putting on the Instagram. And maybe you can theorize what creatures are on there. A couple of them are obvious, but one I don't think anybody will know unless you're really in the know. We're on Spotify and iTunes. You know it. HighMystery.com. If you want to get a t-shirt, please do so. If you want a partnership, HighMysteryPodcast@gmail.com. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend.